Now, there are two principal aspects of treating a person as a person, or rather, two persons treating each other as persons. There's the aspect of communication, and there's the aspect of what one may call taking delight. And these two are of the essence of friendship. Friendship is, of course, what develops when two people start treating each other as persons. Even in the case of ordinary friendship, there is the great benefit and blessing of being able to share all our thoughts, all our feelings with another human being. And this is a great benefit and a great blessing indeed. It has even been said that what has recently been termed self-disclosure, the making of oneself known, really known to another human being, being known by them, and knowing that you are known by them, is essential to human health and happiness. If you're all shut up in yourself without any possibility of communication with another person, you don't stay healthy long, and you don't stay happy long. In the case of spiritual friendship, what we share is our experience of the Dharma itself. We share our enthusiasm, our inspiration, our understanding, our knowledge. We even share our mistakes. We even share our little backslidings. And communication then takes the form of confession. Confession is a very important form of communication. So communication is a very important aspect here. And the aspect of taking delight means that we not only see a person as a person, it means also that we like what we see. We enjoy what we see. We take delight in what we see. Just as with a beautiful painting or poem, except that here the painting is alive, the poem is alive, the painting can speak to you, the beautiful poem can answer back. That makes it very exciting and stimulating indeed. Here we see, we like, we love, we appreciate a person entirely for his own sake, for the sake of what he is, not for the sake of anything useful that we can get out of him. And this too happens even in ordinary friendship to some extent. And it happens to a far greater extent in spiritual friendship, that is to say, kalyana mitrata. You may recollect that the primary meaning of kalyana is beautiful, charming. And in spiritual friendship, we take delight in the spiritual beauty of our friend. We rejoice in his merits. And if the spiritual beauty is reflected in physical beauty, so much the better. Thus, communication and taking delight are of the essence of friendship, especially spiritual friendship. And friendship is what develops when we treat another person, as the Buddha and Ananda treated each other, not as the brethren treated the sick monk because he was useless to them.